Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Southern Oregon has wrestled with caring for the homeless for a long time. In 1906, Josephine County commissioners blamed an increase in the number of homeless on miners who came to the region expecting to strike it rich, but only got too sick or too old to work. Some, they said, had made good money, but spent it all on worthless mines, drinking, and gambling. The county's system of paying private homes for room, board, and medical costs for the indigent cost $7,000 the previous year. Doctors received mileage reimbursement for visiting the poor housed in remote areas. In addition, there were too many bills from these homes that included tobacco and chewing gum. The commissioners decided to buy a county poor farm where costs could be controlled. They estimated the county could cut its expenses in half by putting all the poor in one place and making them grow their own food. The county purchased 10 acres outside Grants Pass for the farm, stocked it with animals, and planted fruit trees. A grand jury inspection 3 years later in 1909 reported that some poorhouse rooms needed attention, but management was worthy of praise. Today's episode of As It was written by Linda Dempsher, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.